And here we are, above a mighty spire, descending swiftly. This is a really, really sharp mountain. It's a bit weird, but anyway, but down the mighty spire towards green and pleasant valleys, mountain valleys filled with rushing... What? Did any of you see that? Was that a woman riding a broom? Never mind. Down past the mountain valleys, and out across the plain. A plain covered almost entirely in cabbages, but let's not worry about that. Down. Ah! There's something we can narrate. Ahead of us, a mighty city, sprawling across the land, and closer, and... It's in my mouth! It's in my mouth! No! Oh, God, it smells so bad! Oh, quick, get over the sea. Oh, my God. Now, that's better. Out, over the sea. Going across the sea, heading towards the horizon, which seems strangely to be really quite close. Why is there mist over? What? Who's strung this net up along the whole length of the... out! Hang on. Is that a turtle down there? Yeah. This is a big flat world on the back of a turtle. Nope, I'm out. Discworld. Yeah. Bye! Hello, and welcome to episode 70 of The Cult of Tea and Dice, because everything before here just got cut.
You missed a doozy, folks.
Not really. You missed us moving the furniture about. It was amazing.
That's what we do for fun.
And we trapped Hardwick in a chair. But anyway, will be Fate Accelerated Discworld. Continuing on from last week's Fate Accelerated Discworld quest for the one true mock. I mock thee. Now, today, we do have a tea to review, but we have made a catastrophic error while making it. You see, I have a pouch of Jeffrey's blend. Which was made by our good friend, Professor Elemental, who is an excellent man, and if you don't know him and love him, you should know him and love him, and he once serenaded Archive on a stage. I want him to come back to Goatswood, because we really need to go again.
Mm. I don't know about that.
But yeah, I bought the very limited Jeffrey's blend. However, Jeffrey's blend is an Assam blend of tea, and, oh my God, you can tell, we took slightly longer than is suggested to bring the tea upstairs, having poured boiling water on it, and then get it poured out into the cups, and it is like rocket fuel. It is incredibly strong. Now, obviously, normally you want to go for a tea that you can drink without it turning your face inside out.
I actually think it's making me thirstier as I drink it.
Yeah.
It's drinking me.
Yeah. I think we made it a little strong. It has overpowered Nyx and is currently absorbing her vital fluids.
I can see that. It's not as bad as I thought it would be following initial comments, though.
I quite like the tea, but yeah, I think we should do it for less time.
You can tell it will be good.
Yeah. It's going to be brilliant.
I'd probably like milk in it, but that's just me. I'm a dirty heathen.
Yes, you are a dirty heathen.
Or milk a civilised man.
Milk would probably
depending on your point of view.
Milk would probably help in this case, but I would like to point out that it might be a good idea to bring milk with you to the house of the person what don't do milk next time.
Well, I just meant in terms of when you overbrew them,
yeah.
Then milk is good. But if
we don't overbrew it, we will review this properly next time, hopefully without overbrewing it.
So, dear Professor, please don't kill us.
Yeah. Well, we liked his last tea. Even Archive wasn't entirely negative about it, despite the fact they had Earl Grey in it.
I was mostly negative about
you were it. Mostly negative.
I think I maybe said it was slightly less disgusting than Earl Grey.
Yeah, but considering it had Earl Grey in it, I counted that as a
praise.
Success. Mm. But yeah, We will give you a proper review of this next time when we won't brew it for several minutes longer than we should have done. You see those stack of cards behind you, Archive? Can I have them? Yes. Because I suspect I'm going to...
I don't know what's falling.
It's a noisemaker.
Something is falling.
It's an induction noisemaker, in point of fact.
Ooh, kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think.
If you turn it on and poke the induction board, it makes strange sounds.
I'm just enjoying the fact that it's a magnet. That's it.
Oh,
I see. That's my entire joy.
So you were less interested by the fact that it's been expertly soldered together and has a lovely induction board, and more interested in the fact that there was a penny stuck to it.
Yes, entirely.
Okay, then. We'll do a brief what the fuck have you been doing in gaming, because we haven't done that for ages. What the fuck have I been doing in gaming? I have been leveling pretty much every crafter class in Final Fantasy. The next big expansion has been announced and is coming out very shortly, and I decided, well, I need to make money. So I'm going to get a gathering class. So I leveled my miner to 50. And then I went, shit, I still can't do everything I need to be able to do. So I need to get a goldsmith up to level 50. So I started leveling that. And I realised, oh, I can't get my goldsmith up to level 50 because I need blah, blah, blah from this stuff. All of the crafting classes are interlinked. To get to the best ability in one of the crafting classes, you have to have all the other crafting classes up to level 50 or be willing to spend a lot of money. And given the whole point of doing this was because I didn't have any money, this is the problem. But I spent earlier today, before the rest of the cult appeared, I spent my entire time fishing. I baited a hook. I threw it in a river. I waited for my end to twiggle, and then I rolled it on in. Yeah.
So you had a nice afternoon playing with your rod.
Yes. Not the afternoon. I spent the early evening twiddling with my rod, and occasionally having a little fish nibble the end.
There's worse things, I suppose.
How about you, Hardwick?
I think the last time we did this, we've had several attempts with Eldritch Horror.
Yeah.
We were so close! So close! We nearly won on Saturday. Nearly.
Both of which have gone...
Predictably
downhill towards the end.
We were so close. If we could have got the Requiem per Shagai, we would have been alright.
Sadly, it didn't go well.
There's a lot of things in there that suddenly make Doom jump up.
But it was good. I'm sure one day we will beat Azathoth in the face.
Yeah. I'll try and organise another game at some point soon. We were so close though. That group that we had, because it was politician, reformed cultist,
martial artist,
and the, what is Loka playing?
Oh, he was the spy?
Yes, the spy. That grouping, with possibly one extra person, I reckon would do. Because then you could have two gate jumpers, two shin kickers, and the facilitator.
Yeah.
Because the spy's ability to generate clues is amazing. All you need to do is have them stand in one place with somebody else, and every turn, hand off all their clues to that other person. And you can get at least one clue every round.
Nice.
It's brilliant. And she's also really good at picking up clues. So, yeah. We've generated massive amounts of clues from the spy. But sadly, we weren't able to keep on top of all the gates and other monsters. We had two very good shin kickers by the end of it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because the cultist was well set up and your character ended up being pretty pokey in the shin kicking.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I mean, How long was an epic monster taking? It was like two rounds.
Yeah, two
an
rounds.
Epic monster kill by one person.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we had like three of them, didn't we?
Yeah, but it helped that three out of the four people were blessed at one point or another.
Yeah. That was awesome. It turns out that chugging holy water makes you blessed.
Nice!
So we blessed the ex-cultist.
Yay!
And then the martial artist got blessed in Rome, was it? And I got blessed and then immediately lost it. Yes. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Archive, how about you?
Right, well, Isles of Darkness, which is the World of Darkness block group thingy, is having a reset. So there's been sort of all the winding down of the old characters and making the characters ready for the new games, which are starting next month. So I'm very excited about that. And the other very exciting thing I did was I went to Empire, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much what I've been doing. Empire is awesome. There is
the hand waving.
She's doing the hands.
Yeah, it was awesome. But very, very muddy. So muddy. But you could squelch in the mud, and you could see the mud move around your feet, and you go squelch, and it's kind of fun. And that was very fun. And yeah, that was mud.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Cult's Review of Empire 2015. There was mud. Nyx.
My boyfriend and I have been flailing about at Talisman a bit, not getting very far, and generally rage quitting when the computer gets exactly what they need.
Have you won again yet?
He won once with my assistance, and then not since then, no.
It's very Eldritch Horror in that.
Yes.
We have won Eldritch Horror once. I'm beginning to think I dreamed it, but I'm fairly sure we did, didn't we?
No, it didn't happen.
I think so.
You shook Nigra. I didn't dream it, damn it! I didn't dream it!
I do like shook Nigra.
Anything else, please? More Skyrim maps?
I may have started a sword and board character. Maybe.
You surprised me.
Oh, I'm glad it's a surprise.
Not really. That was by way of sarcasm. Blooded.
Well, I'm currently GMing for my Sunday night Dresden Files game. Well, basically we decided it was now the time was right to drop a fallen angel on them. So yeah, one of the Denarian Brotherhood has just showed up.
Woo!
Yeah. Yes, no, that's bad. Because he kind of wants to destroy the world.
Well, yeah.
In fact, he wants to destroy all existence. So not just the world, but, you know, reality and everything connected to it. He's got issues, man. He's got real issues.
He's a Denarian. Of course he's got issues.
This is somehow involved stealing Mjolnir, killing a dragon, killing the dragon's herald, and skinning a talking dog, which they haven't quite figured out what that means yet. But I know, they're just not paying attention to the clues, damn it. Damn players.
Yeah, players. Shit like that.
But yes, Thor has been wandering around getting annoyed that people keep complaining he's not blonde. Okay, something's happened there with Uncle Capino.
Hello? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Because you just went a bit hypersonic and we couldn't understand a word you were saying.
I was like, I thought all was blonde.
Yeah, no, this is actual Norse Thor, so redhead.
Oh, not a woman then.
Not lovely, lovely Chris Hemsworth.
Aww.
Lovely must. Sorry, I saw Avengers 2 last night and I didn't catch that either, and my friend is the best. But yes, also Michael Carpenter has now shown up and was talking comparative religion with someone and being very confused by our players.
Really?
Bless him. Yes, as I put it on Twitter, just that average kind of game where the Catholic paladin teams up with two gay couples and a Norse god to fight a fallen angel.
Mm-hmm.
Empire was amazing.
There was mud.
The weird thing is they go to bed so early though, because timeout's at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
gasp.
the field is just like, but everyone's gone to bed even before that.
Yeah, no, they go to bed about like, 9 or 10.
My group were more like midnight, but I'm still just like, so confused.
Yeah, you know, I get that as I get older.
That's because it's not that, well, when I was there was not that much field plot going on.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to stay up. Because you don't need to stay up to keep people safe on the gate.
Yeah, you don't stay up because going to your tent is too dangerous. Yeah. So people just go to bed, and it's just like, this isn't right. So it's fine. I did manage to find one or two members of my group every night who I made stay up with me till 3 in the morning. Because it's just like, there were two of us and these two drunk people sitting in the bar, and then there's just like sitting there going, we are way too sober for this conversation. Then one of the drunk people started throwing up out the window, and we kind of were getting into this conversation, so we left.
Oh, wow.
Glug, glug, glug. Excuse me. Glug! Glug, glug, glug.
To be fair, I ended that one to a laugh because someone gave me coffee vodka and I hate coffee and I can't drink vodka anymore.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of awesome.
If I liked coffee and I could physically stand vodka anymore, I'm sure it would have been amazing.
Fine.
While we wait for a Porcupino, why don't we do the recap?
Mm-hmm. We are the Unseen University's Relic Retrieval Squad.
Yes, you are.
We retrieve relics.
From retrievals. No, wait, what?
No.
Technically speaking, you're the unexpounded relic retrieval squad.
Ah, yes. And we were called upon by the Arch-Chancellor.
Mustrum Ridcully. Please continue. You were called upon by Mustrum Ridcully.
To go to the lost city of... which was apparently no longer lost because they put a train station at it.
It's got a train station. You can't be lost if you've got a train station.
Yes. Found a bit of John Sneer.
John Sneer. Or possibly, you know, my actual accent.
Yeah, it's grim up north.
I blame watching too many TV programmes with people who actually talk in the same accent as me.
What, for talking in that accent?
Yeah.
Damn them.
Yeah. Unfortunately, as certainly Hardwick has probably noticed, my accent goes stronger when I'm around more people who speak in my accent.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I've been watching lots of programmes where there's at least one person who talks with an almost Grimsby accent.
Exponential northness.
Exponential northness.
Anyway, but yeah, so we were on Lost City of Eve where we were to retrieve the one true mock.
Mock of the creator.
Yes, which is the creator mocking everybody, but he left it lying around because he was a dumbass.
Or he intended to leave it around to mock his entire creation of a planet that lies on the back of several elephants on the back of a turtle.
Possibly.
Because if he was intending to mock anybody, he would be mocking the people who live on the Discord.
Well, we were the ones who fucking made it. But yes, so we made our way to the train station. We didn't buy tickets because we're wizards, we don't buy anything. Luckily I was there to...
Henry is here!
Was there to help and go slightly insane. But hey, we got in 15 meals on the journey, so that was fine. No!
I've got a card with I mocked thee on it.
No, he mocked me.
It's not the one true mock.
It's the second...
One of those books.
It's the second occasionally truthful mock. but yeah, so we made it to E.
It's got a train station.
Where it turns out there are some dubious treasure hunters from 4X.
Yeah.
With their giant rucksacks of doom.
And lots of equipment.
Oh, and...
Hats with corks on.
Hat with corks on. And crazy cultists.
Yeah.
Who enjoy, Emoji, who are very happy about the commute from Quern these days, because of the train. Who decided they were going to try and murder us, because we, for the first time in history, someone was dumb enough to fall for the come into our tent and we will take a picture for you routine.
That would be archived.
Well done.
It wasn't quite that. It was, you have one of these t-shirts with, no, one of these plaques saying, I got murdered. And for the personalisation step, you have to go into the tent. So you see what the personalisation step involves. Obviously.
Getting murdered by the Moji, it turns out.
Yeah, well, except they tried because...
Could somebody pass me 5 fate points, please? Because I should have 5 fate points.
Yes, because...
I'll have all
it turned points. Out, our guys can fire mind bullets. That's telekinesis, Kyle. Good old Larry Dusseldorf, investigative wizard extraordinaire, where he just sets things on fire. That's what he does.
Well, let's be fair, Archive's character,
Bartleby Heffalump.
Was dared to go in.
Yes, because you dare people. You daring sword.
You just cause trouble wherever you go.
I know how to make Archive go a bit funny now.
No! 4 reds and 1 green! There's no, put the green in the middle, it's okay. If you put the green in the middle, it becomes symmetrical.
Yeah.
No!
No.
No!
That way it just looks like a worm with a green head.
But yeah, the hungry, hungry caterpillar.
Yeah. No, that's just wrong. Got a red one on the end.
Blue.
I'm on drugs!
Yay! Drugs!
I may have fucked up my rotator cuff.
Whoops.
No may about it. Anyway, let's get started with the game before Archive...
Look, this is a pattern.
...goes in a homicidal rage.
This is a pattern. It's a green and a red, then a yellow and a red, then a blue.
Morgan, do you want Archive to murder you? Because that may well happen if you keep doing that.
No, no.
And
no.
I don't think I can stop her. She's small and wiry.
And she's got mind bullets.
That's telekinesis, Kyle.
If I remember correctly, the entire marketplace is currently on fire.
Yeah, I can't.
Several Moji have flown through the air, and there are both angry Moji and angry shopkeepers coming towards you all.
I think we were just heading in the direction of the temple, but it's entirely possible that I'm now being chased by an angry mob.
Yeah, you are being chased by an angry mob. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Running from Angry Mobs 101!
Yay!
Woo!
How are you all on... Is it quick? Yes.
Plus two.
How are you all on quick? Oh, could somebody pass me some dice, because I don't have any.
Oh.
Could they go back in? Yeah, they did go back in the box.
Right. It's easier if I've got dice.
I don't have anything in quick right now.
You've got a what in quick?
-1.
You can't have it.
How did you get a -1?
Surely.
It can only be...
Quite impressive.
+1, +2, +3, or 0.
How did you get -1?
Sorry, I have a +1. My bad.
Excellent.
I just have really bad handwriting.
Okay, well, could somebody roll for old Porcupino and the rest of you can roll as well?
Okay, I'll roll for old Porcupino first. Okay, old Porcupino, you have a sum total with your +1 of 0.
Four.
I have 4 as well.
I have 1.
I have...
-3.
Negative.
Wow.
You can spend things if you've not assigned a number to...
Yes.
...quick already, can't you?
Yes.
How quick do you think you are? Is it a +3, a +2? Do you have any of your +2s left?
Yeah, I've only put... Because I've just written that down. I've only put +2 on clever, so I haven't assigned anything else.
So you could either be very quick.
So I'm thinking if I was, you know, rather mischievous, you would like do things and then run away.
You might want to be quite quick.
So I might want to be quite quick.
Are you going to dump your +3 in there?
So I'm going to be +3.
Okay. So did anybody get 1 or less?
Me.
I still got 0 with +3.
So. Half the group is moving at the same speed as the angry mob, or slower than them. You two, hurtle away.
Buckle! I don't even know why I said that. Why did you guys say that?
No, it's not parkour, it's parkour. The monks of the Counterweight continent wear large fur-lined robes and leap over llamas.
Yeah, but if I do that, I can't wear that and my sexy leather trench coat.
So you can't do parkour.
Oh.
Admittedly, the monks of the Catholic continent also affect a French accent while they're doing it, so maybe you wouldn't want to.
Yeah, plus it's an alarmist.
No. So you two are going to be fine, unless you stop to help your compatriots. Who got the highest score?
We both got four.
So you're both incredibly fast. There's a large angry mob of, well, it's basically a mix of Moji and shopkeepers. They're annoyed because many of them are like singed or on fire. And everything around you is on fire. There's a lot of fire, is what I'm saying. Everything's on fire.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Wow.
I'm kind of used to it by now, to be honest.
What do you normally do with the people that are angry with you about it?
Why do you think I'm this good at running away?
Good point, well made.
But, you know, another trench coat. It protects, it stops the burning, it seduces ladies.
On its own. Obviously yeah. He doesn't. But it has a very active nightlife. Once he hangs it up, it's on its own time.
Yeah,
crawls out the window.
We call it fucking a few sofas.
Crawls out the window, wraps itself around the lovely lady. She feels all warm and safe.
He grabs them cakes.
Yeah.
No baby leather gloves yet, though.
Not yet.
Not that he knows of.
It's rumoured that the seamstresses are looking for it, though.
Hem, hem.
But I've noticed its stitching's a bit loose. Oh, yes. Loose. But anyway, what the fuck are you doing to help your friends? Because they're all going to get beaten to death in a second.
Yay!
Well, I could set some more things on fire, but I don't know if that would help at this point.
Could I try distracting said crowd somehow?
I don't know.
With my
What kind of stuff do you do?
Well, I can sort of have the pop-up sermon crowd. I could either distract them or bring more people in to distract and move a barrier between them.
You could annoy everyone.
All right, I was nowhere near him when he set the place on fire. I should annoy people.
Okay, do you have, like, priestly magic or ability to annoy yet? Because if not, you might want to spend one of your...
No, any idea what I could call it?
Blessing of Annoyer.
What blessing by Annoyer?
No, Blessing of Annoyer. Everybody gets really annoyed by minor inconveniences. And yes, it will be costing you this. So, basically, you're all waddling away from the crowd, or striding away from the crowd in the case of the witch, or running very quickly away from the crowd in the case of Dusseldorf, Frankfurter, or whatever it is.
Larry Dusseldorf,
that's what it was. Incidentally, Il Porcupino, I can't remember any of your aspects, so if you think any of them are applicable, do let me know. While he's hurtling away, and you're sort of going, waddling towards the priestess kneels down and takes out a spatula with great difficulty from her pocket. She keeps getting stuck. While intoning to the goddess Annoyer. In the front of the... actually, make me a roll on what do we think piety would be. You've got to be careful or possibly flashy.
I was thinking flashy.
Yeah,
flashy.
Because
it's got sparkly cutlery and stuff.
Yeah, flashy will do.
Four.
Finally yanking the spatula out of her robe, making a faint ripping sound. The priestess of Annoyer begins to intone the words of Annoyer's most holy, holy rite. Fuck! Come on! Bugger it! Why are you stuck in there? Rattle, rattle, rattle. Rattle, rattle, rattle. Just come out, you bastard! Rattle, rattle, rattle. Rattle, rattle, rattle. How do you do this every fucking time? Rattle, rattle, rattle.
Why won't you come out again?
Yes. Rattle, rattle, rattle. Rattle, rattle, rattle. Why is there a fork there? There's never a fork there. What the fuck is a fork doing there? Rattle, 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 rattle. And the lead few people of the crowd suddenly go, oh fuck! As their shoelaces all come undone. Unfortunately, the people behind them, as they're coming along at some speed, sort of trip over those people. Then they stand up to try and help the first people up, and the third set of people trip over them. Then there's a bit of a scuffle, and three people end up putting each other's shoes on, which you're not sure how that happens. But generally, the crowd is currently a little bit, you know, busy. The shopkeepers certainly have been taken out of the pursuit of you. The Moji somersault over. They keep coming. However, you've been bought some time. Those wizards of you who aren't running away or busy praying to a god of annoyances, what would you three like to do? Rattle, rattle, rattle. Fuck it! I'm just gonna take the fucking front off the fucking drawer! I've actually said that. And then done it too. What do you wanna do, peoples? There's Moji coming for you.
Do we have time to do anything beyond our shuffling?
Well, you might be able to stop the Moji coming if you do something to them. Or you can just shuffle away. Up to you.
Hmm. Are they still on fire?
Some of them are on fire. Particularly one with a hook for a hand. He seems to quite like it. He's obviously used to it by now. Can't catch you when you're on fire.
Well, he went on ninjas.
Sounds like it probably works on wizards and all. Archive's looking at me like confused.
I'm not looking at you.
You're just sort of staring into the distance then, looking confused.
Yes, I'm sort of looking past your shoulder.
Why don't you tell him what you want to do?
Shush, creepy puppet, Mordrigan hand.
I think that's a puppet, it's just Mordrigan's hand.
So is somebody doing anything, or are you all just waddling away a bit further?
I could try and whack some stuff at them.
Go on then.
With my wizardy telekinetic powers.
What particular stuff do you want to whack at them? There are, like, stalls and shit about the place.
Okay. If there's any burning stalls, I can just throw at them.
Okay.
Are there any sailors sitting on barrels that you can throw at sailors?
That is a joke from a different campaign,
I'm
I should
sure
point out.
I'm sure we explained this on one of the very first podcasts.
One of the very early podcasts we explained about the sailor. If you want there to be...
I don't know this one.
If you want to spend a fate point, I will give you a well-placed throwing sailor.
Given I don't know the backstory, I'll go with whatever's there.
I'll do it. I'll point one out.
There we go. There is a well-placed throwing sailor.
I point out this sailor and go, look, there.
He sat on a load of precariously balanced barrels.
Right. So I want to... use my wizardy telekinetic powers to whack him at them.
Okay. Make me a... I can't remember what we based your telekinesis off last time. Forceful?
Forceful, yes. Yeah.
Make me a forceful roll. I will make a roll for the acrobatic Moji. Yeah, not that acrobatic today.
Three.
Yeah. The Moji are normally acrobatic. They're on fire, though, and that's obviously causing the problems. Now, any normal person would have, you know, whipped the barrels. No. You pick up the sailor and hurl him at them. He rolls end over end, going, God! And rattles into them. There's a strange sound like bowling pins, sort of going,
That sounds like a turkey.
That did sound like a turkey. Bowling pins made out of turkeys. And Moji go all over the place. Would you like to do anything to the Moji to ensure they don't follow? Or are you happy and going to waddle off? Although you did spontaneously create a sailor, I suppose. In a desert.
I merely pointed one out.
Oh, look, I should point sailor. Out, in a desert. Well, look, a sailor. Whee! In a desert.
Well, yeah.
Do you want to do anything?
We were, you know, channeling.
Isn't Bob Moxley fit?
Quite. I think I'd just concentrate on running away.
Okay. Il Porcupino, do you want to do anything to the now scuttered Moji? Are you still there? Nope.
Ah, okay.
Okay. You lot run a bit further away. By now, with your mighty four, you have reached the door to the Grand Temple of E. This is supposedly where the One True Mock is. On the door stands slightly open, although there's, well, up until recently there was obviously a velvet rope across it that had been neatly cut.
Hmm.
And yes, Lord Porcupino, you're correct. We can't hear you anymore. Sorry. Somebody has neatly cut through the velvet rope and thrown a sign down in the ground. And then open the two giant doors. And these are giant doors. They're like easily 50 metres tall.
Hmm.
Bear with me a second.
Is this... Oh. Have I got there yet?
Yes. Pretty much everybody but the priestess will have reached the door by now.
Is this recent openage?
You don't know?
Is there a definite line where, say, the dust of the desert stops and the, like, where the door is opened is...
Oh, no, you can see, like, a patch of dust has been scraped away by the opening of the doors, and you can see the odd thread from the velvet rope that's been cut in half relatively recently.
Okay.
Hmm. I'm gonna knock on the door.
Who are you expecting to be in?
I don't know. Door. You knock on doors. I am the one who knocks.
You two catch up.
Is there a keyhole?
Well, apart from it being slightly ajar, no.
I'll poke my head round.
Inside there's a long stone corridor. Strangely very well lit with, like, proper reed torches.
Huh.
Like, there's a reed torch every 7 or so foot, which sounds like a lot of reed to provide in a desert economy.
Yeah. Obviously, it's a high import market.
Let's go in.
And, like, shut the door behind us, so they, yeah.
Don't realise where you've gone.
Yes!
Is there a way of opening it from the inside before he closes it?
You two can roll off quick against each other. Still for Katina, when you want to do stuff, I'm afraid you're going to have to type
two.
It.
You're I ask still you this the moment after you do it.
You know? Really good question. I thought of that. Is there?
Well, there's two giant featureless doors.
Huh.
Wow.
Well, on the bright side, there's lights.
I can't click on what she said.
Yes, there is light.
I have a steed from the market running away.
You're
running away from where?
Presumably the angry mob.
Everybody else has just gone into the big temple. We kind of assumed you were going to.
Well, she's got a camel with her. It's fine.
Do you want a camel with you? You can have a camel.
Let's take a camel.
You can't all have camels.
Camels in confined spaces, that's going to go
well. The rest of you don't have a camel. Il Porcupino might have a camel, because she didn't get to do an action when you were all running away from the mob. She's currently typing, I'll let you know what she says. But yes, you're currently standing in a large atrium. There is a stone corridor heading off ahead of you. Ah, yes. She didn't bring a camel with her. There just seems to be a camel with her.
Yay!
Oh
no, she's
it's
like...
It's sort of gently nuzzling her.
Aww.
She's a weird, like, animal.
Less R. More you.
Yeah, it gives you a look. It gives you a look like, I'm going to eat your face in a second.
Don't touch me, I can set you on fire.
So what does camel taste like?
See you again.
don't test me, camel. I will burn you.
He's having an argument with a camel.
Nah, he does that.
Yay.
It's a strange one.
I'm wandering off.
Yeah,
The witch turns to you and goes, "Don't bend my camel, bitch!"
Why am I a bitch? The camel started it. You did.
There's a sound. It sounds like Sam. She's now stroking her camel. Which sounds like a euphemism.
Oh my.
Does it sound like sand? Sand going somewhere. Doing something. What are you all doing?
Seeing where the sand is.
Going down the corridor.
Well, the sand pretty much on the floor.
Is any of it going anywhere?
No.
Right, then we must look for the sand that's going somewhere.
Is there, fresh air in here? Or is it dead air?
Well, let's put it this way. It's fresher than you'd expect. But there is no draft.
Well,
no. And you can still hear, the rushing of sand. Does anybody want to make me either a clever or a sneaky?
I'll go for a clever.
Go
for a sneaky.
Do a clever. Oh. If you want to do a Dilpo, you'll have to tell me what your stats are in those.
Six
sneaky will do.
One sneaky.
Two clever.
You're fairly certain that the sand is running through the walls. And you can vaguely hear just some kind of maybe mechanism being turned by it. And that can't be good in an ancient temple which protects an ancient relic that nobody's ever gotten hold of, despite the fact that the door was, until somebody closed it, slightly ajar. In fact, didn't somebody have a load of information about the giant temple of E? The door has always been open.
Yay!
Well, I'm a trendsetter.
That's one word for it, yes.
Is this trend?
No one asked you, camel.
He's on the road to Idiotville.
You've probably got a rail station there as well.
Probably, yeah.
You got any
if not the building one.
About sand mechanisms and walls?
Can I have a quick flick?
According to Turbaville von Jones, probably the entirety of the trap system are running off gravity feeds from a giant sand reservoir further up in the temple.
Right.
Because water is hard to come by, so hydraulics wouldn't really work.
Okay.
But sand is pretty good.
Does it say what any of the traps are, specifically?
Well, no, because he wrote this before he'd gone in.
Yeah, and didn't come out.
And he hasn't updated it for some reason.
No, funny that.
Kind of like, you know, he came here, went through the door, and maybe he didn't come out again.
I bet he didn't shut it.
Boink! Your camel goes, "Roar!" as a sort of crossbow bolt ends up sticking out of its hump. The camel looks around in shock and anger, and spits at you.
I can't see it, I don't have a crossbow!
Oh, and it so hits you. You are covered pretty much from the eyebrows down in half-tubed cod. It gives you a look.
I don't luckily, even have a crossbow!
Luckily, I think the witch is probably going to keep it under control.
Is there anything anything to grab onto?
Can we see where the crossbow came from?
Dunno, make me a clever roll. In fact, somebody make a clever roll for the witch as well, and she's at clever plus three. She's quite clever.
She gets a total of two.
I got four.
Well, the witch is so busy trying to keep the camel from biting Dusseldorf's face off, that she doesn't spot the fact that the frescoes in here are very interesting. They seem to be of a large number of octopoid looking gentlemen doing unpleasant things to each other with their tentacles. But there's holes here and there, don't ask. and the crossbow bolt seems to have emanated from one of them. Quite forcefully.
Probably best not to put any, like, appendages in there.
Right, I'm just going to totally randomise this. How am I going to randomise it on fate dice, though? There's only plus minus or not. Yeah, somebody pass me a real d6. Oh, I've got them. It's all right. That's a d20.
What, for five of us and a camel?
Five of you and a camel? Wow! Oh dear. You might want to make me a quick defense.
Whoa!
Because at the moment you're being very much shot.
That comes to a one.
Okay. Do you have anything that you think you can tag for this?
Not currently, but...
But?
I do have my lucky shield charm, which is in fact a shield.
Yeah. That by, I have by shield charm, back. He means a full-on kite shield that he carries around on his back.
Yeah.
Not a positive
In which case, add that as a stunt.
No, but he held the little bracelet attached to the shield.
What, with a little chain connecting them?
Yeah.
In which case you can, it would probably just give you plus two on defense rolls, so that puts you on three, doesn't it?
Yep.
In which case you take 1 point of damage.
Oh! How much damage can I actually take?
I don't know. I think everybody has three boxes.
Oh.
Oh.
And three consequences. Bear with me. I'm new to dealing with this one, so... Right. Basically, when damage overcomes your defense, you take a number of shifts worth of damage. Mm. Now, boxes. Because I know in fate, the normal fate... Right. Yeah, you've each got three stress boxes. If you are called upon to tick a stress box that's already full, it rolls up to the next one. If all of your stress boxes are ticked, then you are taken out. You also have three consequences. Mild, moderate, and severe. These are labelled 2, 4, and 6. If, for example, Dusseldorf had taken 2 points of damage... Instead of ticking any of his stress boxes, he could have just gone, I take a minor consequence. And then he'd write down a negative aspect and not take any damage. So you can take your consequences to prevent you being taken out. So for example, he could have taken the minor consequence, I have a fucking crossbow bolt sticking out of my neck. Which actually, that would probably be a moderate consequence, but you know what I mean. Because I can then tag those negative aspects to give the opposition extra points to hit. So anyway, a crossbow bolt just wings its way out. It sort of glances off the back of your giant shield charm and skims up the back of your head, putting a little bloody furrow in the back of your neck.
Like this, I almost wish I wore a hat.
Shh.
Could we work out from where the holes are, where are safe places to stand?
Yes, not in this corridor.
Let's not stand in this corridor.
Right. So, you all start running. Blip, 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 blip. Apart from the witch, would you like to ride your camel, witch? Did that sound rude? I'm not sure.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Yes. The witch hops up on the back of the slightly annoyed camel, having removed the crossbow bolt from its hump, and the camel goes straight down the corridor. With every footfall of the camel, you hear a whoosh, whoosh, whoosh in the sand falling sound. Almost as if the weight of the camel is making the sand go faster.
Is the floor kind of pressure-y?
Have you got clever?
Well, I've got 8 points. I meant to ask this to people as I walk, run, thing.
Okay, the witch goes past you laughing at you all. Actually, she might just be laughing at what I'm describing, but I can't really tell. I'm having to do this through through Skype text, because unfortunately... Oh, actually, it was back. That's fine.
Well, I got zero, but I probably just said this out loud while I'm running.
The floor is squishy! Possibly, maybe. You don't know. You go rushing down the thing. All of you can make me a quick defense, please.
That would be a four.
One.
Can somebody roll one for the witch?
Two.
She's currently actually, she'd normally be quick plus one, but because she's on a camel, she's quick plus three.
So that is...
Everybody got two. Higher than zero, though, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you rush down the corridor, and there's a veritable fusillade of little crossbow bolts. Ping, 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 ping. You reach the end of the corridor and dive through a door into another room. The door behind you starts slowly closing. As you turn round, you realise it's closed in such a way it doesn't seem like there's a door there anymore. Given that you went in through the front door and this corridor was on the left, you think that possibly there might have also originally been a corridor on the right as well. It's very dark in here. After a couple of moments, though, you hear a single reed torch appears further down the corridor, and then a little light moves down the corridor to another one. There's something coming towards you, lighting the reed torches as it goes. It's right in front of you. You hear a patter, patter, patter. Pop. A single reed falls to the ground, still smouldering.
Where'd he go?
You don't know, but you can now see where you are. You're in a gloriously long room. It's about... Hello, welcome back. Still can't hear you. But anyway, her last message was, I'm going to try calling you on my Kindle. Don't kill my camel. Yeah, you're in a beautifully long building. It's about, maybe 2 football fields long. The floor is like big squares of red stone and blue stone, and red stone and blue stone. Like a chessboard, but long. Red and blue. Very sorry, listeners. The sound bomb didn't get charged because I forgot that it needed to. Never mind. It's fine. I'll just turn your volume down slightly. That's not making any damn difference. Excellent. It's because we're charging it at the same time. There's nothing we can do. But anyway, yeah, so the floor is red and blue, red and blue, red and blue, like a chessboard, about 6 wide. So it starts red, blue, red, blue, red, red, blue, red, blue, red, blue. Then it goes blue, red, blue, red, blue, red, blah, blah, blah. Every 4 rows, there's a pair of big statues. Now these big statues, being as this is in a desert, a desert place, you wouldn't expect them to be big on fish. But these guys are giant scaly bastards with tridents.
They're mocking the desert people.
Sorry?
They're mocking the desert people, aren't they?
Dunno. Somebody must have put them up.
They're not like the tentacly things in the other end.
No, the tentacly things were very octopusy. These are very fishy.
Okay.
Maybe a bit sharky. Definitely a bit ugly. And, weirdly, you're not certain that the reed lanterns are supposed to be sticking out of their groins, but they are.
Something great balls of fire.
Yes.
Okay, what colour tile am I standing on?
You're standing on a bit of sandy ground before the coloured tile.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, so the statues are blue.
No. Okay. The statue's a sunstone.
Oh, right.
Is there a door at the other end of the statue?
Yes, there is.
Are there, like, holes in the walls or any, or on the...
There are no holes in the walls.
Ceiling?
There are holes in the ceiling.
What kind of... Like, what's probably going to come out of them?
They're just round holes. But there's one over every square.
Okay, is there any kind of, like, descriptive instructional thing? Or some kind of cryptic riddle?
Okay, make me a probably careful roll.
Ah, the thing I have zero in.
Yeah. Okay. Other people can help you if they wish.
Minus two.
Can I reach into my witch's handbag, which contains just about everything, it's an aspect, and pull out like a marble or something, and just roll it down the corridor?
You don't think a marble would be big enough, but it's okay, because you've got a bowling ball in there. One of her fate points.
where are her fate points?
Oh, I didn't.
Where are my fate points, actually?
Do you not have any?
If I had some, they all sort of wandered off.
That's a mark.
Thank you. I found them. Oh, there you are. I've got a pocket penis. Well, these are pocket penis. There you go. I have one back.
I've got a massive stack of fate points here now.
What colours are they?
Right.
You don't want to know.
You are entirely convinced that you know how to do this. If you just stay on the blue ones, you'll be fine. Red's the colour of danger, after all.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, little Porcupino, you roll a bowling ball across the ground as he's having one of those moments where he stares off into the sight and talks to himself.
Can I roll it properly as well? I do like a small run-up with the fingers in the hole to properly bowl it.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
The ball rolls across the first square, which it turns out is a blue square. From above, this blast of sort of whitish dust stuff comes down on. It then rolls over the next square, and a blast of flame comes down on. And then it rolls over a blue square, and whitish dust, red square, blast of flame, whitish dust, blast of flame.
How the fuck am I
going to
get my
camera
across that?
With a fireproof
umbrella. It spits a Dusseldorf. So what you want to do?
Well, see, I obviously know the theory. Red equal dead, blue equal true.
So what do you do?
I'm going to try and walk across going just on the blue bits.
Okay, you step onto the first blue bit. This sort of whitish dust settles on you. Okay, that's fairly good. Step on the second one, and more whitish dust falls on you. You step on the third one, and more whitish dust falls on you.
Wait, really?
Fucking...
Can I make a clever roll?
Yes. Yeah, you can make a clever roll.
I've got one in that. So. That would be a four. Alternate!
You're not certain, but that might be dehydrated ice.
Step into a red one.
All the a couple of loads of dehydrated... Yes. Welcome to the Discworld. High energy magic everywhere.
We've broken the chemist.
Dehydrated ice. It's a thing. They've got boats that float solely because there's a hydrophobic strapped into them.
That's very true, actually.
Don't try and apply science to the Discworld archive. Your head will explode.
You can have very cold things that aren't ice.
No, this is probably dehydrated ice.
No.
Because otherwise they wouldn't be able to keep it in the desert.
Oh my fucking god.
It's the only way you can keep ice in the desert. You've got to dehydrate it, take all the water out. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot see the face and the despairing T-Rex arms that I'm looking at. But
terrible beauty.
Please carry on before I just twitch and murder you.
But anyway, yeah, you step onto a red one and some of the powder is burnt off you, but you're still quite cold.
Red one again, moving forward.
Okay, a lot more of the white stuff is taken off you.
Is there still any left on me?
One more.
Step on another red one.
All of the white stuff is gone. However, that's a flame! No. It's quite warm.
Move to blue, then red.
Oh,
then
you're
blue,
cool.
Then red, blue, red.
Stop.
Sorry.
You go forward about eight squares. Having gone the first three blue squares, you sort of move like in a diagonal and then start moving straight forwards. Blue, red, blue, red. Yeah, I got this now. Little bit cool, little bit warm, little bit cool, little bit warm, little bit cool, little bit warm. That statue's moving, little bit warm. Shit! The statue has just sort of turned and looked at you. Looked down and scraped a reed torch from its groin. And then reached behind it to pick up a very large axe made out of bronze. It's only the one on the right-hand side. No, would everybody like to make me a quick roll?
I'd like to.
Tell them all
for me.
You got a -2 on your dice.
Well, I'm on -1 at the moment.
Sorry.
What about my camel?
Do you want me to make a separate roll for the camel?
No. The camel is effectively an aspect for her at the moment.
Okay.
Oh, great. That's
until it dies or she gets a different animal.
I love an aspect camel.
So, what does everybody have?
I have 1.
Anyone higher than 1?
3.
If I'm on my camel, I think I'm a +2.
Okay. Only if you spend a fate point on it to tag the aspect.
Okay.
So you're on...
3.
What's your character name?
Bartleby Heffalump.
Heffalump. The Hef is on 3. What's your character's name?
Elspeth.
Elspeth. So 3. Anybody on 2? What's your name? A.N. Other Wizard.
Yes.
So yes is on 2. Who's on 1? Dusseldorf is on 1. And the witch is too busy laughing and is on -1. There! You can see this thing has picked up a very large bronze axe, which looks like it's been recently sharpened. He's scraped the flaming debris of a reed torch out of what seems to be a fold in his loincloth. It's made of stone, so, yeah. And he seems to be looking at him. Angrily. Well, as angrily as a fish can look.
I think fishes look pretty angry most of the time.
Basically, he's sort of like one of those, you know the really deep down fish that looked like they were created by a creator and then the creator just went, fuck it, let's add more teeth. Go but on. Let's not put them in any order. Let's just stick them out there.
Oh dear.
They couldn't, you lot can't see the face I just pulled, but it made them laugh. He's actually having to peer over the top of some of his teeth to see. What are you doing, Hef? You're currently an entire section of the room behind him.
Yes, I am. Well, this is a pickle, isn't it?
A little bit.
I can... Where's the bowling ball get to?
About halfway along.
Okay. Where's it in comparison to it?
Further on than that. Basically, you got halfway along this section before rolling into like a gap between two squares.
Is there any way I can whack the angry fish with the bowling ball?
You've got telekinesis.
I have telekinesis.
Make me a wizarding magic forceful for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, that went well. 6.
The giant fish statue is going to defend by being forceful. It does take damage, but not very much.
I hope he mainly to distract it, but yeah.
It does... The bowling ball leaps up off the floor, waves around a bit, and then smacks the thing in the face. It goes... scrapes at his face a bit, and then looks at him again. Doesn't look at you.
That's
fine. Him.
I'm happy with this.
Else there.
Yes. Wizards. Always causing the trouble. Yeah.
Really? Wizards always causing the trouble?
Did he go up the right side of the chessboard? the side closest to the thing that...
But he has ended up on that side, yeah, because he went diagonal first and then started going one to the next, the next, the next. Because he went blue, blue, blue. Red, blue, red, blue. Out, burn. Oh, ah, fuck. Statue.
I'm not sure what I can do for you, really. I'm going to go over there and make myself a giant target, so let's not.
No?
You
could create an aspect. Not sure what aspect.
Yeah, I can't think of what either.
You could wait and see.
I will be prepared to deal with anything that comes this way.
Okay. You sit back, smile to yourself, and twiddle your thumbs.
Search my pocket. Yes. And see what's in there.
Yes.
You've got, as yet, undecided wizarding magic.
Yes. I want to try and be clever.
Okay. Illusions, perhaps? Illusions. It has to be said in that manner.
Does it? Okay.
No. Illusion magic would be the cleverest of magics.
What, how would I... Would I use clever for that?
Yes, you would.
Okay.
That's why I'm suggesting it, because you said you wanted me to be clever.
Yes.
Illusions.
Do I have to... Does it have to be something I can see, or...?
No, you can make an illusion of anything you like. Obviously, if it's way out of place, people are likely to go, there wasn't an ice cream van there before.
That's why the sailor appears.
He was an illusionary sailor. No, he wasn't actually. He was a real sailor.
Barrels were an illusion, but that lured the sailor in.
Yeah.
So you create rickety piles of barrels, and a sailor appears to sit on them. It's just a rule of the disc.
Yep.
Okay, I'd like to create in front of the fish. What's the opposite of a fish?
Chips.
What's the opposite of a fish? Chips.
No, that goes nicely
probably
with
like
it.
A camel.
A camel?
A bird.
Yeah, we'll go for a big bird.
A giant bird. Okay.
I'm basically imagining Big Bird now.
Make me a clever check. It will resist with clever, which isn't very...
Oh dear. I hit one.
You're not going to manage to create an aspect of confused why there's a fucking bird there, but you do create a boost, which anybody else can use to get a plus two, but then it disappears.
So what,
I will hand you a piece of paper with the boost on it.
Okay.
When somebody wants to use it, hand it to them, then they rip it in half. They do have to read out the name when they use it.
Okay.
The giant fucking thing made out of stone takes one look at the, in the direction of the bird, takes a look at you, looks at the bird, looks at you, and then tries to hit you with a giant fucking
axe. I didn't make the giant bird!
It is going to forcefully smack you in the face with an axe.
Oh dear.
Actually, that's not that great. You might want to make a defence, though.
Okay. Do I have to use forceful for my defence, or...?
Or quick, or if you come up with any other way of defending yourself.
You could flashily flounce out the way.
I could flashily use flammable wizard magic.
Well, you won't be able to attack it, because it's not your go.
Okay.
You have to do something that defends you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you might want to ask about borrowing that boost to use. Because that's a plus two, just lying around, because there's a giant fucking bird for no reason.
Well, I think you're possibly setting up my attack, but...
Okay. So, how do you get out of the way? Do you just dodge? Do you just catch it on your shield bracelet that is a giant shield?
Shield? I'll do forceful and catch it. Turn to use my shield to defend.
Okay. Make me a forceful roll.
Can I spend a fate point to get a reroll on that?
You can tag your aspect of shield brace. Oh no, it's not an aspect, is it?
It's a stunt.
It's a stunt. That does give you plus two on defences though, remember?
Okay,
that's what your stunt does. No, no, you don't have to spend a fate point for it. That one is just a plus two on defense.
So I get a two on my defense.
Okay, you're going to take 1 point of damage.
Okay.
Which will roll up either to your two box, or you'll have to take a consequence that's worth two.
I will put it in my two box.
You're very close to being taken out.
Okay.
Maybe that'll be somewhere nice.
A giant axe descends from above, and he turns, and him places his back in the way. It's now your go.
Yay! I spin around and use my mighty fire upon him.
Okay.
Flashily. Because of the bad riches.
He is basically going to stand there and take it. Forceful defense.
Okay, can I get that boost? I also use random fucking bird!
How do you use the random fucking bird to help you with the firing?
I rebound the fire off the bird, turning
it's an illusionary bird, remember? Oh yeah! Duck behind the bird and fire the fire up through it.
Ah yes, I send the fire through the bird, creating a mighty phoenix of flame that attacks the statue.
Okay, make me a forceful check.
Forceful plus two. Yeah, I think I rolled the other dice. That would be a total of plus two. That flashes this way. That's eight.
It takes damage. Quite a bit. Well, what you're currently doing, incidentally, is cherry picking squares out of its stress meter. The giant flames wash over it. Its groin catches fire again from the odd bits of flame that were in it. It looks perturbed and then really cross, mostly at its left leg where the flames hit it. Which, whose name I can't remember.
Margo.
I am Margo Brumley.
Margo. Okay, it's your go, Margo.
Has anyone else tried stepping onto the floor?
Not so far, no.
Interesting noise.
No, it sounded painful.
That was me thinking this late at night. Can I just... put a foot onto one of the stone steps and see if the ceiling is still active.
Which colour?
Let's go for a blue one. It's less flamey.
Okay, you step onto the blue one and some dehydrated ice drops on you. It's a bit cold.
Okay. Is there a door at the other end of the corridor?
Yeah, but it's quite some ways away. Incidentally, the statue doesn't seem to care what you've done.
How many fate points have I got left?
Two. Oh, by the way, your illusionary giant bird just got burnt. It's gone.
Do you have to have abilities to use weapons in this system?
No.
So if I was to pull a crossbow out of my bag...
You would have to spend me a fate point for the crossbow.
And then I could fire it.
Yes. It would be a quick attack. That. Yep.
Okay.
Fate point flicks.
As I have a handbag which has just about everything in it, I would like to pull out a crossbow.
You start rummaging around in your bag and eventually pull out an ancient Lanka crossbow. You get one shot, it'll probably go through a rhino, but then it'll be half an hour of winding the windlass to get the thing reloaded.
It's already loaded now, though.
Oh, God, yeah. You obviously put it in your bag loaded. There! The giant statue has just tried to cut Dusseldorf in half and seems to have wounded him slightly. It's been damaged a little bit, but it's still definitely on the move.
Is it walking anywhere or just standing still?
Mostly at the moment it's standing still and trying to cut him in half because he's within arm's reach.
What are the other statues doing?
Nothing.
How many of them are there, roughly?
Well, there's two on either side. At each quarter point, so the six.
Okay.
We're going to have a problem if they all wake up. Is there like an off button somewhere?
Not that you can see.
How close was he walking to that one?
Well, he got to the end of that section. Basically, you get to the end of the section of red, blue, red, blue, red, blue. Then there's a little line of sandstone, and then there's another red, blue, red, blue, red, blue. And he got to the end of that, and he was about to step off onto the sandstone when the statue woke up and tried to cut him in half.
I wonder if the sandstone activated it.
I wonder if he just kept on walking and got to the sandstone.
What would you like to do, Hef?
Oh, he...
Have I shot it?
No. You'll get to shoot it in your next go.
Oh, okay.
Because rooting around in your giant bag, which has got everything in the world in, is slightly time-consuming.
Okay.
Well, I'm not sure where the vulnerable's gone. I think he's mostly trying to work out how this is working.
Fair enough.
That's what he does.
How clever is he feeling? Make me a clever check.
2.
Something about Dusseldorf pissed it off. But strangely, the witch hasn't pissed it off.
It's pretty annoying. I can't blame it.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much.
Elspeth. So far, you've basically gone, I have no fucking clue what to do here.
Are there any kind of switches or any kind of things on the board?
You can make me a clever check.
Okay. No, that's only one.
You're fairly certain there's no switches other than the red and blue squares in the floor.
And they all look the same, there's no different
red, blue, red, blue, nothing different.
Alright, then I'll just start making my way across to see if I can join him and help him.
What squares are you walking on?
Which statue did he annoy? The one where...
The one on the right.
Was that when he was walking on all the same colour squares?
No, he went blue, 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 then red, was it red, red, blue?
No, it was blue, 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 red, 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 and then that started alternating.
Yeah, so he sort of hit an equal number of reds and blues, but he did look a bit cold when he'd done through blues.
Oh, I'll just go blue-red then, as quick as I can.
Okay. You step on the blue one. A little bit dehydrated ice drops on you. It's a bit cold. Step on the red one. Burns it off. Step on the blue one. A little bit of dehydrated ice. Step on the red one. Burns it off. The statue turns and looks at you. Sorry, I was showing them what it looks like to have many teeth sticking out all over. Definitely looking at you though.
Well, at least Larry isn't getting completely whatever.
No, it's got two people that it can chop. Well, basically, you've moved up pretty much equal with him. Yes. He blew up your illusion.
Damn it. My next thought was, well, how does a fish actually move? Quite interested to stand and watch.
It's got arms and legs.
Oh, okay.
So, it's a fish man.
So it's a fish man rather than a fish.
It's not just a fish, because otherwise it'd be lying on the floor going...
you know how like statues of fish with their tails curled up?
No. It's actually a fish man. And so it could pick up the giant legs.
Fair enough. My next thought was, roller skates are probably the way to go.
Do we have any roller skates?
The witch probably does.
The witch has everything.
However, the witch has only got one fate point left, so...
Yeah.
My next thought was, he wouldn't be able to see if he had underpants over his head.
Are you going to illusionarily underpants him?
He has lots of ideas. The other one is, what happens if I step on a blue and a red tile at the same time?
Well, first you pretty much have to do, like, the splits. One side of you will get really warm and the other side will get cold. But you can try it.
Is there not, how much of a...
You can hop. Well, no, it's only about so big. So you could sort of hop down.
How big is the crack, so to speak?
It's like about a centimetre or so.
Okay. And does the pattern go straight?
It's red, blue, blue, red, red, blue, blue, red, right, if you're going down the same ones.
I'm gonna go for
the hopping.
Yeah, although the underpants is tempting.
The underpants are always tempting. Okay, you start. It's a bit slower going, so you end up a bit behind those two. But the statue doesn't. Oh no. No, you're sort of hopping, aren't you? Yeah, you sort of hop. You get a bit behind them.
Yeah.
And it goes. Yeah, it looks at you as well.
Oh. Right, that didn't work.
Dusseldorf! Oh no, it. It's now got three targets, although two of them are much closer than the other one.
Yay!
Basically, if it goes for five or six, it'll go for you, rather than these two. No! It's gonna try and chop you up. It takes a step forward and brings its giant axe down towards you. How are you going to get out of the way?
By quickly going forward.
You dive forwards. Excellent. In which case, I'd better roll to see... What was your last square? You were going blue, red...
Well, I was just trying to get to the other side as quickly as possible, and you said I got...
Okay, yeah, you want to get to the sunstone.
To get to the sunstone.
Okay, yeah, you can probably dive past and try to get there.
Wow. Two.
Wow. If you've got an aspect, you might be able to tag, because otherwise this is going to probably hurt quite a lot.
I have a spare aspect to have something.
A spare aspect or a spare stump?
A spare aspect.
Okay, well, how would Annoya defend you? How about a large number of defensive implements? And by implements we obviously mean utensils. Defensive utensils.
You mean I'm basically Lottie with utensils?
You're basically Lottie, but with more annoying utensils.
That's a lot of utensils.
It is.
What's that going to do, put a defence thing?
No, it means you'll be... If you take the aspect covered in utensils, you'll be able to tag that for a +2 to your defence.
Okay.
But it'll also mean you're covered in utensils. So if you're trying to be stealthy, I can tag that. To fuck you over, because clink, 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 clink.
Yes.
But currently you've got two, right?
Yes. Well, in that case, I should probably have to have a lot of utensils on me.
And spend me a pay point. Luckily, the giant axe glances off your large pile of utensils. But you get the feeling it would have been really bad if it hadn't. Dusseldorf. Oh, you are sort of past it. It is still looking at you, though. Dusseldorf.
Right. I'm the only one sort of near it now, aren't I?
Well, she's just beyond it. So, basically, she's about on the level where it was standing. Mm. You're slightly in front of it, still on the red and blue squares. The witch is way at the back. And, yes, and the half are even further back. Sort of going.
Hey, that's the fun.
This looks wrong. That giant fish man's trying to carve that dude up with an axe. Maybe we should do some shit about that. Actually, no, you're closer than the half. The half is pretty much at the back with the camel.
He's just been standing there analysing it. This is very interesting.
This is awfully interesting. I'm not sure what's going on, but pruh, I say!
I should probably, I'd probably just try and attack it again with my mighty, flashy fire magic.
Okay.
Of flashy fieriness.
It's going to stand there and take it in the face.
Oh my.
That's going to work less well than it expected.
Seven.
Yeah. Actually has to roll that damage up a box. It's still up. You calcine the front of it. Where and then you finish and you're like, ha, that's been incinerated. And the smoke clears and it's looking at you. Handed itself. Claws at the calcined stone until it comes off.
That's not fair. That's cheating.
Margot, you've got a giant crossbow now.
Aim! Fire!
Are you actually going to aim, or are you just going to fire? Because aiming is a whole action, but will give you a very nice boost.
Let's go for that, then. I don't think I'm usually using crossbows very often.
Okay.
And if it's a...
You lean the crossbow between the humps of your camel and start aiming up on the giant statue.
The camel does a vine because it loves me. I have an aspect in that.
Yes, we know.
Because I've taken the time to aim, can I roll on my clever instead of on my quick?
I'll allow it. The half!
So
basically what's happened is, they've all started moving forwards, and it's taken chops at him and her, and torn a bit of its chest off, and is now looking really cross. Yes is sort of straddle jumping down the middle of a row, which hasn't seemed to work, because it's still looking at him, and every single time, one side is really hot and smouldering, and one side is really cold, but it doesn't, it keeps alternating. And the witch seems to have gotten the world's largest crossbow from nowhere that is currently aiming between the humps of the camel.
Right. I'm wondering, with my magical powers, wouldn't it be possible to try and walk on the blue ones, but make sure the dust doesn't hit me?
In theory, yes it would.
Okay.
But you said you've been standing here analysing.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you a clever check before you do that.
Okay. Zero.
Have you got any aspects that you can tag for a reroll?
Does the concept of wanting to know how everything works count?
Yes. Okay. And a fate point. Reroll your shitty dice, or, in theory, just add two. Although you got three negatives there, you might want to reroll. I've got so many fate points.
Yeah, no, that was no better. That was exactly the same.
Yeah, that'll probably work.
Alright, I'll do that then.
Make me a forceful check.
Yeah.
So you're just working on blue ones, but keeping the dust from hitting you.
Yeah, ideally I want to send it towards the fishman. But I don't know how much freedom I have with throwing it around.
You can probably start gathering it into a big force bowl, ooh, if you want.
That could be fun. Let's do that. I've lost the dice. Oh no, have it.
Yours is forceful, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, when you find your dice, make me a roll and tell me what you get.
Okay.
And you're just working on blues, yeah?
Yes.
There has been a slight dice lossage.
Well, we have an interruption. I just say I've finished my tea and I'm not sure I'll be sleeping for a while.
No. I got three quarters of the way through the cup and, yeah.
I made about three mouthfuls.
Yeah, it was a bit overstrong. We'll have to make it properly next time.
Sorry, Jeffrey.
I found it, but it's caught up in chair legs and this is all a bit awkward.
Oh, dear.
While she's trying to get a hold of her dice, what are you doing? It's looking at you.
Well, I'd love to do something about that, but there's a door at the end of the corridor, isn't there?
Yeah, but there's another three sections this.
But my trouble is wondering what's in places. So this is the first section?
Yes.
Well, am I on the sandstone bit?
Yeah, you made it to the sandstone by dodging underneath the giant axe that really cut you in half. What did you get? Three. Okay.
I'd like to move out of the way of the thingy.
Yeah, you can walk to the other side of the sandstone.
I really don't know what to do. I can't actually do anything very helpful because I can't actually hit it then.
You've got a load of utensils you can throw down. Ping!
If the bowling ball's around, you can chuck that at it.
There is a bowling ball lying on the floor. It's got a dint in it.
Can I roll the bowling ball at it?
Yeah.
Why not?
You're right. Make me a forceful roll. It will defend by being forceful, but it just takes it in the leg.
Absolutely zero.
You don't do anything. You look down and go, aha! Grasp the bowling ball, get the fingers in, take a couple of steps back, a couple of steps forward, roll it as hard as you can, it hits it in the foot and bounces off. It looks down,
so
looks
at
you,
back to me, then.
Goes, no, shows you the back of its hand.
And way strong.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
It has looked at you, by the way. Also, you're now up level with, yes, it looked at you as you were walking too.
How far?
You've got a big bowl full of dehydrated ice above you. Don't drop it, because it'll make you really cold.
Yep. How far to the section of sandstone?
Oh, only a couple of squares, but you've been sort of hopping hop, hop, hop over two squares at a time.
Do I think I can make it to the sandstone?
Oh yeah, easily. You could probably make it just beyond the sandstone if you really wanted to.
That doesn't seem to have made a difference.
If you continue hopping.
Yeah.
Does
it seem to have made a difference to anyone who's crossed there yet?
It hasn't actually physically attacked, well, nobody's crossed the sandstone yet, and it hasn't actually physically attacked to yet. But it definitely just looked at her.
Okay.
That sound you can hear is my next door neighbour losing one of her lungs.
She'll probably stuff it back in later. The needlessly mischievous part of me wants to get a pea shooter out and go at its head. But
you watch. She does it. Rolls like four pluses and kills it with a
right in the eye.
Right in the mouth, arse. If you haven't watched Hyperdrive, you should. Alright, go on.
I shall do that next time, so I'm going to carry on hopping past the sandstone.
Okay, you continue hopping, one foot on each square. It gives you a look like, I can see what you're doing. I don't know why you're doing it, but I can see what you're doing. It is quite cross with you, though. You get the impression that it might try and hit you in a minute.
At least it's acknowledging my,
athletic ability?
The fact that you're splay-leggedly hopping.
But I'm special, maybe? I don't know.
Hansel, oh no, it. Right, so you, and you are now right there with it, and you are further back. So...
I was pressed up against the wall away from it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You are the other side of the thing. Right. It will go for one of the two people close. You've got odds, you've got evens. It watches you hop carefully across in front of it, and then goes, nah, splat, and tries to kill you with the giant axe.
Oh, goody.
Not terribly successfully, but how are you defending?
I'd like to defend with quick and try and dive out the way.
Okay. This may end up with you diving onto a random square. Is that okay?
That is okay. I may have my pea shooter in my pocket.
Okay.
Right. Oh dear. That is not good.
Yay!
Zero.
Yay! Do you have any aspects you can tag for either a reroll or a plus? It'll be you in a second. We're just dealing with the fact that it's tried to kill, yes.
My aspects I have it.
No.
Excessively pointy hat.
You could possibly tag your excessively pointy hat and claim that it glances off to the side due to the excessive pointiness.
Okay.
You get either plus two or a reroll.
I'll try rerolling.
That good, eh?
Two.
Which means you only take 3 points of damage. Now,
ow.
You can either cross off your three box or take a moderate consequence, which will cancel the whole damage. A moderate consequence is something like somewhat sliced up.
We'll go with that.
You have been somewhat sliced up.
So you then
cross off an equal number of boxes, if you cross off the one and the two.
No. You have to cross off a box equal to the value.
Okay.
So if it did 4 damage, you couldn't cross off a 3 and a 1. You'd have to get taken out because you've taken 4 points of damage. You land on a blue square. Dehydrated ice rains down from above you. It goes, and turns to look at you. And you.
Yay, I'm freezing to death.
You're quite cold. You're not freezing to death. You're quite cold.
Well,
Dusseldorf, at the moment. It's you. Yes, it's just been cleaved a little. And has fallen across onto one of the next section's blue squares. And it's sort of gone, and then turned back to you.
I'm going to... I could just fire it again. I'm very inspired, though. No, I'm just going to fire it again.
Everything is on fire!
Everything is always on fire.
It takes it in the face. Wow, it really does take it in the face this time.
That's a...
I'm going to use one of my mighty stack.
Oh my. I got 3.
Wow, you still do that.
Nice.
It's rapidly filling its lower extremities. Basically, it's clawed the calcined bits off it. Its lower extremities look pretty bad. Its upper body is still quite nice. Well, quite nice for a thing with teeth sticking out of everywhere. The witch. Would you like to shoot it in the head?
Yeah, how many pluses do I get for aiming?
You get a +2 boost for the aim. You get to use your clever. And then I will add damage on top for the mighty crossbow of Lanka.
I'm adding 5 to it.
It will take it in the face.
You're currently getting a -2 on the dice.
Oh.
You have a fate point left. You want to use that to re-roll?
If you've got an aspect, you can tag.
If you've got an aspect, you can tag.
Archive's jiggling again. Anyway,
I mean, if I can create a stunt based on clever.
Sorry, say again?
I'm wondering if I can create a stunt based on clever.
I will allow you to go with careful analysis. If you spend a round contemplating instead of a +2, you get a +4.
That sounds good.
So that cancels out that -2, so the total is?
5.
Plus the damage of the bow. Well, you fill up its highest box by exceeding its roll by a mighty 6. There's a clinking sound, and a very large crossbow bolt goes winging through its head. It's still up, but it really doesn't look well. It looks like anything could probably topple it over at this point. We're back to the Heth. The Heth. You've been watching, haven't you?
Yes.
Would you like to make me a clever check?
Okay. 2.
Do you have any aspect you'd like to tag to give you a plus? You are one of these analytical people, aren't you?
Yeah, the ones who have everything works again, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. I will lose another of my shinies.
The moment, yes. Ooh, that goes into my stack of mighty
it does. It does.
The moment yes fell onto another ice square and got hit once more on ice than on fire, it seems to have lost her pin.
Ah, you want to be cold.
Slightly cold. Obviously not hypothermic. But up until that point, he'd been equal because... Both at the same time.
Boing,
up until that point, he'd equalised himself. She'd kept equal. The witch, who stepped onto the blue thing and then fired at it, was slightly below. The moment he fell over onto a blue thing, slightly below. Can't see him. Or seems to not be seeing him anyway.
Okay.
You've got a big bowl of dehydrated ice above you, just so you know.
I do. What colour am I currently standing on?
Blue, because you've been working on blue and catching the ice.
Yeah,
which incidentally means it can see you.
Yes, it can, because I'm catching all of the ice.
Because you've been catching all of the ice.
Well, in that case, I guess I don't really need this anymore.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with it? Because if you dump it all on you, eight ice drops are going to...
Can I dump it all on him? Not him with the statue. Not Dusseldorf.
You turned Dusseldorf into an icicle.
No.
You're not sure. It might be better to evenly distribute it over you all.
Okay, I guess I could do that.
Plus, you're still warm.
Okay, I will expose my ice ball.
Wow.
Sentences we say, ladies and gentlemen. Make me a clever check.
Clever? Oh, golly.
It's not really a forceful sort of thing, this one.
Yeah. No, wait, I still roll all the dice.
Because you don't want to make everybody so cold that they're hypothermic.
That makes me sad. Okay, 4.
Oh, that's fine. You go... Pwah! And the dust settles over all of you. Those of you who were already a little bit cold are now really cold. Those of you who were just comfortable are now a bit cold. And the giant fish thing goes, scratches its head, looks around, shrugs and goes back to standing in a corner. You might want to tell everybody what you've just worked out, otherwise they're going to continue going and then it's all going to go horribly wrong.
We want to be sure we are colder. Than not cold, but not very cold.
Eloquent.
Of course.
I don't want to be colder.
No, you are quite cold enough. I think we are all now cold enough. Just be sure you don't get warmer than... You can get a bit warmer.
Can I help, getting completely covered in ice?
Yes, you are, yeah.
If we are slightly colder than warm... It cannot see us, I think. That's what my touch
That's
was.
The camel.
The camel is now smarter than the party.
Not hard.
It just, the camel does start ambling its way across. It seems to have understood what you've said because it goes blue, blue, red, blue, blue, red, blue, red, blue, red, blue, blue, red. It just starts walking along. Admittedly, it manages this by the fact that it seems to have legs with too many elbows in. That's neither here nor there. What are the rest of you doing?
I follow the camel.
Fair enough.
I put my feet on the same feet it does, which is quite difficult when it's got 4 and I've got 2.
Yeah, you do seem to have to do double duty with the feet.
I'm still tempted by the feet shooter.
The giant statue has gone back to standing still.
That doesn't make any difference.
So what are you all doing? Anything? Nothing?
Make my way to the side, keeping slightly colder.
Yes.
Okay. You managed to cross the entire room. You do have one moment where somebody forgets whether they're one cold or two cold and steps on a red thing and one of the other statues wakes up. But you quickly jump sideways onto a blue square and cool yourself back down. And you cross the entire room. And you step through the door at the other end and there's a... That's another door that becomes almost a wall. Drops down behind you. It's very dark in here again. You hear... Fucking... For fuck's sake! And further away, a reed torch lights and then you see a little straw coming towards you. Another one lights. Another one lights. A bit closer. Another one lights. Which is interesting, because one, you don't see the person who lights the last reed. There's a sort of poof as the last reed lights. And two, there's a bloody grey hole in the middle of the room. Unfortunately, the bloody grey hole will have to wait because we have run out of time for the evening. There we go! Welcome to Discworld, where dehydrated ice is a thing.
No!
Yes! Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have enjoyed listening to the insanity that has been the cult playing Discworld. We will probably have at least one more session, maybe two more sessions of Discworld before we're finished with this. If you'd like to let us know what you think or generally just talk at us, you can go to at thecourtofteendice.net, or you can talk to us at courtofteendice, or you can send email to thecourtofteendice@gmail.com, or you can talk at Mordrigan, at Blooded Fox, or at ArchiveCTD. Thank you very much for listening. Although this will probably go out long after the Kickstarter is finished, I would highly recommend going and having a look at the Schlock Mercenary Kickstarter. I may be doing this Kickstarter soon, mainly because it looks awesome. Also, if you have time and inclination and do actually enjoy the rubbish that you're hearing coming out of my mouth, you might want to try going and having a listen to the Fandible, because they're pretty much the same as us, but very American, and they don't drink half as much tea as us. Mm. They are very funny people, though, and my God, they have cost me so much money by making games sound cool. Anyway, thank you very much, and we shall see you all later. Bye!
Bye!
Bye. Bye.